Welcome, Bob. How you doing?
Well, welcome. I am. Your requests were okay.
Yeah,
they got played. You should be happy. You should be in a good mood.
We are.
All right. So, Greg or Ginny, go ahead.
Get the yoke, buddy.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, Ginny Dale.
I want to try to take two different things that you talk about and see how they reconcile, if they do, and how they relate to one another when it comes to ascension. Okay. And the first one I want to do is Luke 24:13-35, which is the road to Emmaus, and I'm going to read that.
Yes.
And then the second thing I want to do is the July 29, 2011 session between you and Carolyn, where you talk about the magnetic covalent bonding of ascension.
But not about the WikiLeaks on the Swiss bank accounts.
No, but if you want to stick some of that in there, I'm happy to hear it.
No, no worries. No worries. We're on your bus. We're on your bus. You go ahead. Just good.
See, Luke was a doctor.
Luke was a doctor, and Carolyn is a doctor, and Luke let people die, and Carolyn didn't want anybody to die, and Luke did the best he could, and then he started a ministry, and Carolyn started a ministry for those yucky people, but she's holding on to the yucky people. We don't know why, but we don't know why Luke did either. But they did, and it was all good, and it was very successful. Oh, wait, you haven't read it yet. Okay, go ahead, and then we'll get to covalent bonding.
So here's the Emmaus Road, which you always talk about, the Emmaus Road and the Damascus Road. This is the Emmaus Road, Luke 24:13-35. And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that, while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk, and are sad? And the one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted it had been he which should have redeemed Israel, and besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women of our company also made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that he had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. And then they said unto them, O fool, and then he, Jesus, said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village, whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and he knew them, and they knew him. Sorry, their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, did our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, the Lord is indeed risen and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way and how he was known of them in the breaking of bread. Okay, now, Ion, the road to Emmaus and the walking and talking with the Savior is what the Christian church would say. I walked with he and talked with me and blah, blah, blah. And then through that encounter, their eyes were opened and they recognized the Christ. Is this the kind of similar situation, not that non-physical is Savior, but that we have with you walking and talking and you are showing us and telling us the things that are to happen?
We're just laying it out, but the one that you missed was Luke 21:6. We'll do 5:2. And at some stake in the temple, how was it adorned with goodly stones and gift, he said. As for these things which ye behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another, and shall not be thrown down. That's what's coming.
Judy, that quote has the word temple in it.
The description of Ion in Nostradamus
is about Ion and the temple.
So I put the two together.
Ion in the temple. Okay. So that's Luke 24:5-6 is what you said, Ion?
21:6, 5-6. Chapter 21.
So that's what's coming is Luke 21:5-6 with the...
The stones. The stones are going to be taken apart. They won't be together. They'll be apart.
Is that through the covalent bonding?
Yes.
Is that through the magnetic moments that are talked about in that session?
Well, yes. Yes.
Okay.
We're careful, you haven't even had the betrayal. They haven't had the betrayal. You hadn't had the destruction of Jerusalem. You hadn't had Zerubbabel come to the throne. You haven't even talked to the scribes yet. You haven't had the triumphant entry. You haven't cleansed the temple. And Bob hasn't washed them nasty hands. So we don't know how you can get that far from here, but it's right there.
What was that?
Okay. Was that related to before you said that, Ginny?
What's your last point?
What did you connect to?
My last point was about covalent bonding, but Ion's going in a, somewhat of a chronological order of Luke and the telling of the destruction of the temple and then the crucifixion of Christ.
Parable of the 10 pounds.
So what did you say about covalent bonding?
Well, let's just go to Emmaus Road, and then we'll go to the stones. I hear what you're saying. I'm asking you, point blank, you said there's value in the Emmaus Road as it relates to ascension. And I want to know what it relates to in this passage of Scripture.
To John 20:11, starting at 11, going all the way down to 18.
But we haven't gone through this passage that we just talked about.
You're right, but you said, what does it do? That's the Mary Magdalene part where the actual ascension began. You have it two parts. Why thou weepest? Whom seekest thou? That's the point.
Yep, and she sees Jesus, and she goes, and he hears to her. Yes, that's right, John 20:11.
Part of it was 17. Jesus said unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father and to my God and your God. That also references in Mark 16:9 and Acts 1:9. This is the point. This is without that verse right there, you can piss all this in the river. It's over.
And the touch me not. She should not have touched him because of the magnetic covalent bonding and the vibration that he was in. Is that right?
The shift that was taking place there where his hypothalamus was changing. Correct.
And is the hypothalamus the first thing to change?
No, but it was the part that is key. When it goes, you can't go back. See, you have to recall, you're very powerful. You are very powerful. You can separate yourself from your power, just as you can build an ark to hold your power. Anyone so fortuitous to have enough power to control and wield the power of all of creation within their confines of their bliss most certainly should be aware that they could un-God themselves at will.
So Jesus is saying, in his place of power, don't touch me, I'm not yet ascended. His hypothalamus was in process, and he knew it, so he is putting a hedge around himself and saying, this is what's happening to me, but leave me alone.
Just like Goshen.
Which is a hedge of protection. Okay.
You have it all. You have it best, but yes.
Let's go to this part right here. I want to read what
atrial fibrillation. Atrial fibrillation.
Atrial fibrillation. Say more words.
That's where that hedge is connected.
And the edge of the ascension?
The hedge. The hedge.
Oh, the hedge of Goshen.
That's that wrap. It's the wrap.
But we can't imply from that statement that you just made that every single person who's experiencing AFib is experiencing the edge of the hedge of protection of Goshen.
You would infer that. And so, no, you would not infer that. And we're not saying that's a bad thing. We're saying that's where it starts from. Because everyone has a bit of it. It's the thump in your pump.
Okay, very good. Okay. Now, this is what the exchange was between you and Carolyn. So I want to be very specific. These were the words. I transcribed all this. Okay, is super sugar a magnet? Was the question Carolyn asked. And you said no, but it can be magnetized because of 122 carbons. And then you qualified it and said, if your lymph system is within the vibrational fractal of tuning into the new vibration and the new magnetic covalent charge.
That is found in the fa sol la. It's also the same frequency that you and only you got out of Revelation Rewrite. See why we just love us some Jeannie Bell. Jeannie Bell's all that in a bag of chips.
Oh, thank you, Ion. No, I love you too. Okay, so listen, the lymph system with all the wiggles and tree-like frondiness is a fractal antenna tuning into the new vibration and the new magnetic covalent charge. And then you went on and said, that is how JW is able to triangulate with just a look because that connection is made and it's easy. So when this is all put together, the new vibration and the new magnetic covalent charge within the lymph system of that fractal design, that is where the merging takes place. That's what you said. The electromagnetic field disseminates information. The merging in the physical and non-physical happens there. Is that still apply?
Of course. Perfect.
Okay.
Those are really good words. You should keep those. That's pretty cool.
Oh, I got them. I got them all right here. Okay, now, let's go back to this. I just want to ask you this. Okay, so then what you said is people are already operating vibrationally. But non-physical is the magnetizer. So when non-physical magnetizes the vibration, in other words, like a screwdriver magnetizes a screw so that it can work with it. When you merge those two, it magnifies the tuning fork. And then what you have, and these were your words, is you have a magnetized vibrational weapon that undoes every law that the little man has ever made regarding everything. And then you went on to say that the stability of what happens there is all the rules fall away. The rules fall away out of those vectors because they can now be stabilized through non-physical. And that is
Fall away from what?
The vectors. And this has to do with covalent bonding. The electron magnetic moment is formed by a combination of orbital and spin magnetic moments using known rules of vectors, and the orbital moment is greater than the spin moment. So ascension undoes the known rules. So that would be the changing of the stones in the temple. Right, Ion?
It would. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger, and behold my hand, and reach hither my hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. John 20:26.
People always say that that's about doubting Thomas, but it sounds to me like Jesus acknowledges that he's not doubting at all.
Oh, no, but he had to show it.
I see. So it's kind of the prove it to me thing.
See, that was when Christ appeared to the disciples, which also here references 1 Corinthians 15:5. We're just laying this out from the standpoint of they were in the ascended position and still didn't recognize it. They were with the ascended one and still didn't get it. Then they got it back later, and then they went through the wordy words to figure out that they could ascend or not, or in or out. Or they could come down here, that they could connect the Sea of Galilee with the River Jordan down to the Dead Sea, that the Emmaus would be so far away from Damascus that it couldn't even reach Jerusalem, that's where the Mary Magdalene came to visit with John 20:11-18, and then he appeared to the 11 apostles in the upper room in Jerusalem, Luke 24:36-24. And then in the presence of the apostles, Jesus ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives 40 days after the resurrection. Acts 1:1-11. All that happened in one little space, but yet it covered the entire world.
Well, as you say, Ion, it's a white knuckle flight.
And cool. And you're getting it, and everything is fine. And that's where the deposits are in the Swiss bank accounts. Yay!
Diddy.
Yeah?
Diddy. I was talking about the paying off of Julius Assange WikiLeaks. I think, right, Ion?
Assange.
Some kind of...
No, we're talking about ascension, Bob. You should pay attention.
Well, why did you bring in WikiLeaks? What's that got to do with ascension?
Because we were talking about the Swiss bank account, not the WikiLeaks, the ascension.
Oh, what's in the
Swiss bank account? Money.
Do they own ascension?
No, that's where money is deposited.
And what's that got to do with Luke and...
Somebody's got to pay for all this high living you're doing, Bob.
Oh, okay. Okay, Jenny.
I just want to, this final statement that you made. The RNA drops are magnetically charged because it has super sugar in them. And notice how you get it in your saliva, which is right into the whole systemic position. You are basically taking the tuning fork, which would be chromosome 14, and plugging it into the center of the magnet, which then changes where the mitochondrial snippers start cutting it off or replicating it continually. Okay, you said the magnet is non-physical. So I'm asking you here, if chromosome 14 is being plugged into the center of the magnet, is chromosome 14 being plugged into the center of non-physical? Is that what your statement was?
Well, yes, but any metal can be magnetized. So any little man can be energized.
Can be energized, okay. By non-physical.
By a magnet, which you're saying is non-physical, so it's your metaphor. We're just holding it tight. Dr. Neen hates metaphors, by the way, just to be clear. We've only done two metaphors, though, two examples.
In the whole time, in the whole 7 years.
Is it seven years? We don't know, but just two. They were really big ones, but there was just two.
Do you want to say what they were?
You know, it would take 7 years.
Okay, Ion, those are my questions. Thank you.
That's pretty yummy.
Thank you very much.
That's good because there's a quiz later.
I'll pay attention. I'll study my notes.
What you going to do with GE Philco after what you know now?
Well,
why did the church at Laodicea? Why did the church at Laodicea get itself in such a mess? Why didn't they get it? They had it all before they got to there. Why did they fall so far behind from the very thing that they knew that they knew that they knew? They were the one preaching it. They were the one telling everybody. And yet they were the very ones that denied it worse than Peter.
I don't know. That's a good question. Why do you think that happens? Is that human nature? I mean, it seems to me that they... How can you be ascended? Well, first of all, I mean, it's kind of contradictory. If you're ascended, you're not telling anybody anything according to your prescription for ascension.
Whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power, unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Ephesians 3, 7 and 8 or somewhere in there.
That's the Apostle Paul speaking about himself. And he was made a minister of the gospel as the least, having killed other Christians. Yes, that's right. Was the Apostle Paul ascended?
Yes. And what she was trying to do and what you're trying to do is that he might reconcile both into God into one body by the cross, having slain enemy thereby. Romans 6:6.
Yeah, that's what you talked about in that session, reconciling the two worlds.
Well, imagine that. This is so cool. How cool is that? How fortuitous to see that you could get all the way up here for the old condition when you're dead to God, and in the new condition when you're alive to God. And when you're alive to God, then you become God. See, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, the strangers from the covenants of promise, had no hope and without God in the world. So we're not even being preachy here, darling. We're just saying this is what occurs that made those words correct. Because all the Jewish women prefer anything that's got at least 20% off, which is why they prefer circumcision.
That is a very bad joke, Ion. Oh, my God.
Well, what's a moil to do?
What's a moil to do?
Oh, that was very good, Jenny. Excellent.
Yeah. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Bob.
Sounded good. Sounded really good. Real wordy and biblically
and juicy
informed.
And full of, biblically informed and full of scriptures and scientific
and
references
scientific.
And ascension and ion notes and...
That's
right.
What people should be doing. They should be making that collage.
Yes,
and then Ion perfectly undoes it by telling a bad joke
about a moil.
We were in Pergamon. We were in Pergamon. There's nothing we could do.
Oh, that means Roxy's around. If he says Pergamon, that means Roxy's lurking somewhere. He's the one who's been on the Pergamon for 2 years. Do you know that, Ginny?
Yes, I have heard it mentioned many times. Yes, yep.
But then when you move all the way up to Thessalonians, see, you find the revelation that's concerning the dead in Christ. That's a different condition. The dead in Christ. That's different than what you're talking about before. That's a whole other thing. Now, they don't know any better, so they wrap it all up in the same thing. But guess what? They're different.
Why don't you pursue that, Ginny?
What, in the dead in Christ, Ion?
Yeah, find out what Ion's saying in your biblical
as
knowledge.
As opposed to the little men.
Dead in Christ as opposed to little men. That's very good. All right. We can talk about that.
1 Thessalonians 4, and then come on down to 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so then also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. For this day we say unto you, that by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump,
of God.
Oh God.
And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. The cloud. To meet the Lord in the air. Oh, the new environment, the new condition. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Okay, so let's go back. Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with you. For we say the Lord that we which are alive remain and shall not prevent which them are asleep. So the asleep and the dead in Christ are the same ion.
Well, the dead. The dead in Christ are dead. They can't be dead because there's no death. So
correct.
How do you get dead? The difference. So the ones that are alive, oh, wait, that's Aperture Science. That's the Portal songs. And Bob just loves the Portal 1 and 2 songs. He just adores them, but they're not really his favorite. But anyhow, that's what that refers to. The part that are alive, that are still alive. Well, then you got all those that are supposedly dead. They're not dead. They're asleep. But they get to come too. So that's why we don't care if you kill all the little ones, because they come in too anyway. So it's nothing we could do. It's all right.
So everybody wins.
Well, you're still God. We don't know if you win or not, but you're still God.
Everybody, the little ones, the ones who are alive and the ones which are asleep or dead in Christ all ascend and come into their full place of knowing and being as God.
It's your story. It's your story. We're just telling it.
Nah, I'm asking you.
Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. And that very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord this epistle be read unto all holy brethren. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen. That's 1 Thessalonians 5, starting at 21 through 28.
All right, let's go back to the thing about the dead in Christ. I'm asking point blank that those who are dead and those who are still alive according to the Portal song, are both of those parties going to ascend and come into their power and knowing and being as God?
Most. Well, most.
Most.
You
so
got
when
Abel,
you...
Enoch, Noah, Abraham, and Sarah. Hebrews 11.
Those are the witnesses, all right? And what about them? You're saying no or yes? They're already
yes.
Yet there.
And Isaac, no, they're not. They're right here. Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses' parents, both of them. Moses, Joshua, and Rahab. And then the heroes of faith.
All those died in faith, not having yet received the promise, but having seen them and greeted them from afar and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. So these are the dead in Christ that you're speaking of.
Do. For they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasures, but he for our profit that will be partakers of holiness. That's Hebrews 12 for your marker. Now, that takes you all the way up to Ezekiel 6, right before you get to Babylon, because right now we're fixing to conquer Babylon, which is 7. So you better get the salvation of the remnant worked out, and you better find out what the desolation of the land means, and you better get your house in order. Trouble.
Okay, Ezekiel 6. What did you say? Get your house in order in what?
get your house in order before the desolation of the land and the salvation of the remnant occurs, because there is trouble afoot.
And what trouble would that be?
67 years ago, our forefathers brought forth to this nation a new continent.
You know what that means, Jenny? That's Gettysburg's address. That's what Trump did today. He did his Gettysburg address. He laid out his program, which I guess he's never done before. So Trump will now move forward, and Bob will be very, very acknowledged. Since he is
excellent.
Doing me. So, Ginny, I mentioned Pergamon or Pergamon, mentions Babylon. You know, that's Deutsche Bank. So I think that's what Roxy discovered. Deutsche Bank is defunct right now.
Oh, you can't be talking about that, Bob. You can't be talking about that.
Oh.
We told you all.
I'm sorry, Ginny. You're not allowed to hear any about that. Okay, I'm just addressing everybody else. Ginny goes back to read scripture.
It's a good disclaimer.
Work in the scripture. That's your field, Ginny. You're very good at it.
It's a good disclaimer. It's a good disclaimer, but they may not know they're all dead, and there might be 3 depositors left that'll hear this and go, oh, my God, he told us, and then that causes the rest of the run on the bank, which is already run, but, you know, I'm sure there's some few things holding, but Jimmy Diamond's very upset about it, so we don't really know what else to do, and maybe an Emerald's
that's
gone.
That's J.P. Morgan,
Andrew,
Jimmy Diamond.
Andrew at Barclays is about to have a nervous
breakdown. Andrew, he used to talk to Ion. Andrew was our insider,
baby. Had a real gizgasm, but anyhow, there's trouble afoot, y'all.
Trouble afoot.
Is Deutsche Bank Humpty Dumpty, Ion?
No, they are not.
Okay.
They. Did you know that Humpty Dumpty was plural? That's a collective McLuhan-esque process.
That's a superfluous they. Right. Let's see if he can do it in the pluperfect tense. What do you think, Bob?
Well, if the wind's blowing south, and I'm looking north...
Yes.
Then...
Where would the wind hit you?
Then all times are now here.
and the wind blows to Maui. Yes, good.
Yeah, Dylan, the top poet of the Nut Brigade.
Jump in the river if you don't care to get wet. The wet water wets you just like you get. Over now, yeah. Get it now, yeah. That's right.
Yeah, Russ Smith, known as the Mugger, publisher of the New York Press from 88 to, I don't know, 10 or 15 years. He wrote a very good article saying that Dylan, he's a great fan of Dylan, he thinks Dylan's a great poet, but he's not literature. He does not write literature, and he's suspecting that's why Dylan has not responded to the Nobel Literature Prize. He knows that they're just sucking up to something, to the baby boomers or something. So Dylan's cool, he's not acknowledging, because he knows he's not literature. See McLuhan for explanations on those points.
Get Carolyn, Bob.
Thank you, Ginny. Very good.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Ginny.
Bob, I have a question I want to ask after Carolyn.
You don't have to leave. Stay right here.
Yep.
That's fine. Everybody stay. That's fine. That's fine. Just stay. In Ezekiel 15, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, what is the vine tree more than any tree? Or than a branch which is among the trees of the forest? Shall wood be taken thereof to do any work? Or will men make a pin of it to hang any vessel thereon? Behold, it is cast into the fire for fuel that devoureth both the ends of it, and the midst of it is burned. It is meat for any work. Behold, when it was whole, it was meant for no work. How much less shall it be meant for yet any work, when the fire hath devoured it and it is burned? Therefore, saith the Lord God, as a vine tree among the trees of the forest, which I have given to the fire for fuel, so will I give the inhabitants of Jerusalem. It'll be a fabulous case of carbon.
But what is that Bible part? You just read.
Ezekiel 15, King James Version, verses 1-6. So, yeah, that's
mostly,
our carbon charcoal
mostly.
Right
go
there.
All the way. You can go all the way down to the whole chapter, 15.
Thank you.
You had asked about that, but we had to do that in front of everybody so they can't say we didn't tell everybody. So that's how we roll. We told everybody. Everybody.
Everybody. Okay, Greg.
Thank you. Ion, describe the changes in the weight of water as this new environment proliferates.
Well, that's easy. That's Daniel 4:11.
4:11. And, you know, when we were over, I don't know if Bert told you, Bert has been doing experiments with water, and he says, yep, his boiling point of water has changed over there in Switzerland.
He's closer to the Yarmulke Ring, which is the Isis-Lorraine side. So it's not odd that it would start occurring. It's going to happen everywhere, but not at the same time. Because that's a little rub there. And it's going to occur, but not everywhere, at the same place. I see in the Congo it's going to happen too, but they don't boil anything to notice. So they will say it doesn't occur because they don't know. But that's just for those in the know. But then you say, yes, but all the laws of physics will be undone. But see, that's what your world is telling you now, that every law that is now a law isn't working anymore anyway. So it's all okay.
So listen to this, Carol. I just gave a new coordinate there. The Yarmulke Ring is the ascended continent. Correct, Ion? That's your term for the ascended continent. And you said that
that's what the Bible says is Israel.
Israel, right. And then you relate it to Alsace-Lorraine, which I think is where one of the Jesus lives in St. Germain. So the Alsace-Lorraine is connected to the original ascended continent, and that might be where Germain, St. Martin,
hang out. It's in your damn dots that we gave you. In your damn dots that we gave you in your inbox that you lost. We gave you that whole pentagram thing laid out with all the
dots
on it.
Even that was Rennes Le Chateau, the pentagram or something that I remember. But this is why you single out Alsace-Lorraine for the last 7 years. It's connected to the Moabite part that fell out of the ascended Yarmulke. Get that, Ginny? Ginny.
And it's revealed now because Bob touched the Alsace-Lorraine Yarmulke?
Yes, in Paris. I must have touched something connected to that.
And thy hand shall be lifted up upon thine adversaries, and all thine enemies shall be cut off. That's Micah 5:9.
Your quote, Greg, was Daniel 4:11. The tree grew and was strong, and the height thereof reached unto heaven, and the sight thereof to the end of all the earth. How does that relate to Greg's question about changes in the weight of water, Ion?
Next, verse 2.
The next verse, verse 12, the leaves thereof were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and it was in meat for all. The beasts of the field had shadow under it, and the fowls of the heaven dwelt in the boughs thereof, and all flesh was fed of it. This is the tree in the midst of the earth. This is the tree in the Garden of Eden?
That lays out.
So the tree in the Garden of Eden, and again, what does that have to do with water?
It is that circle and cycle.
The circle and cycle of?
Water going into a tree, making
water.
A tree grow up to heaven.
It makes the tree heavier, and then it's light, and then the sap rises, and then it falls. Then it comes, and then it comes hither, and then it withers, and then it falls, and then it's up, and then it's down, and that's what a rabbit does to a stump.
What Ion is describing is what happens to people on restructure, right, Ion? Up and down, big, small, shrink,
till they start, till they get to Ezekiel 37, and then it's different.
How many servings is that? To get there.
We hope a lot, Bob.
Good question, Bob. Great question. How many servings till Ezekiel 37?
Come on, answer the question. How many servings?
Fucker won't answer.
It's a good question. I mean, it's a good question.
We said, we told you, there's nothing we could do.
You told us 8 years ago. So, Carol, we're doing, I have a Ginny, what Bible quote? What's the topic? Water?
Yeah, it was a Daniel 4:11.
And 4:12.
Which was the answer to Greg's changes in the weight of water in the new environment. And that verse talks about a tree. And so Ion's saying, well, the tree will suck up water from the earth, get heavier, and then dry up a bit. And
that was in response to something Ginny read.
No.
What did you read, Ginny, you know, 3 minutes ago?
And then Ginny read the next verse, Daniel 4:12.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, Greg.
Okay, Ion. So if a gallon of water at, let's call it whatever it is, 70 degrees, weighs approximately 8.35 pounds per gallon.
Pounds to pound the whole world round.
Then what would we say about a liquid that weighs 9.9 pounds per gallon? What would we be able to say about that liquid?
That it's heavy in hydrogen.
Now, I saw that coming, because the next question is, well, come on, Ion. Hydrogen is the lightest element in the atomic structure. So describe...
Not if it's compressed. Not if it's compressed.
Well, that's a shitload of compression, considering that hydrogen floats
well,
and...
How much does a ton of feathers weigh?
Sure, okay, yeah, I got it. All right, very good. Now...
What was the topic,
so
Greg?
The weight of water.
The specific gravity of water.
Yeah.
And the specific gravity of
other no, things. It was how much does a ton of feathers weigh? You don't got to pay attention, Bob. Send yourself an email. It says, Ian wants to know how much a ton of feathers weigh.
Does that include the phrase specific gravity of feathers?
No, just how much does a ton of feathers weigh?
2,000 pounds. Ton of feathers weighs 2,000 pounds.
Yeah. And then that brings you right up to Ezekiel chapter 37.
Now, everything in reference to specific gravity is always weighted against water, with water having a specific gravity of 1. So, if a liquid is heavier than water, at, you know, literally the same temperature as water as the reference point, then what would be the specific gravity of a liquid that's heavier than water? Is this a new term we would have to come up with, like... no specific gravity or all specific gravity? What would be the phrase that you would use to describe
something? Ezekiel 37:8. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, and there was no breath in them. Them dry bones.
What does that mean to you, Carolyn?
Well, dry bones, the water's removed, the water sucked out, probably with age, but there is no age, so all that stuff doesn't mean anything anymore. But Ian, I was wondering about, isn't this business about liquid heavier than water and specific gravity greater about the dissolved solids in a liquid, making it heavier?
Well, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all.
And that's Ezekiel which?
37:22.
22. What, Bob?
What's the topic you just did?
I was asking about dissolved solids. I drew Ezekiel 37:22. I'm just looking it up.
Is it solid?
I think you're muted.
Happily.
Yeah, did you say solids, Carolyn?
Dissolved
solids?
Dissolved solids.
Dissolved solids.
Like particles in a liquid should make them heavier. And Ion is saying, and I will make them one nation. So you're trying to solubilize the solids into one nation, Ion?
We have.
So whatever we're doing with the new environment mulches things up and makes it all one, which means nothing to me. So I'm sorry I said it.
Don't be sorry. 7 years from now, it'll be perfect.
Yes, exactly. There shall be no more two nations. So, yeah, Stop separating yourself from yourself. Right, Ion?
Can't be done. You can't separate yourself from yourself.
Can't be done. Can't
be done. You have to. You have to. You have to merge them and make them one so there are no division.
But merging them and making them one with no division has to do with covalent magnetic bonding, Ion.
Okay, so let me go to someone else. I'm going to go to Anonymous. There's several blocks, and I don't know who they are. Let's see.
Yeah.
Here's one.
Jeannie
Who's
Bell
that?
Got, Jeannie Bell got through. She's happy.
Yeah, Jeannie's was very good.
Okay.
So we haven't had this guy on for a long time. Is that you, Mark? You
hey,
have some questions for Ryan?
Hey, how's your mom or name?
Yeah, thank you. When
no,
you are ascended,
your
do your blood have any
no.
magnet?
No, no. How's
Ion,
your mom or name?
Listen.
How
no,
is
Ion.
Your mom or any? No, how is your mom or name?
She's dying.
You got to answer his question first, Mark.
Well,
and
she's
I'm
dying.
Telling you, she no, she isn't. By the way, that's why we brought it up.
Well, she's with my sister in Hilo. God damn it, why are you doing this? I wanted to ask a different question.
You certainly may, and the only reason we brought it up is because it's important. But now you can ask your question.
God damn it! Fuck! So...
You're funny, Mark. You're funny.
Yeah, so what? So... If you have blood that is ascended, is it magnetized?
It would have a magnetic conductivity, yes.
From what particles? Is there iron?
You have iron in your blood. Anyway, if you don't, you're dead.
Yeah,
or,
but no.
You are anemic.
We have a carbon-based... So we short circuit.
No, you don't.
You don't?
No, silly. No. You say these words based on the old archetypes, and those archetypes, those memes are long gone. Long gone. And now the new world's coming along and it doesn't work. When the apple falls off the tree, it goes up, not down anymore. Or that same apple that falls off the tree can sit on the shelf for a year and not rot, not get ripe, or not get old. Something's very different now. It's not like a normal apple. So now things are different. So all these things that you think are, however glib, cliche, and archetypal, they are not anymore. They're changing. And that's why we say your mother is not dying, as you say. Is she just trying to get some attention, like she always has?
I didn't call for my mother.
We did. We did. We called for your mother.
Why?
Do that. Because.
God,
you've got to
be kidding me.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
That's ridiculous.
Sorry. It's not.
She left when I was 11.
Makes
God
no never mind. Makes no never mind. The only reason this is important is because you got to settle it, not she. You got to settle it. And that's what this is about. And this is the part of ascension that maybe the not so pleasant part, but it's the part you got to do, and you're going to do it one way or the other. So, just so you know, it's time to suck it up and get it right. Let's go, because it's going to help
God,
you.
God, I always
in the
suck
run.
It up. Fuck.
Good for you. Good for you. Then that's good. It shouldn't be too hard. Then you're used to it. So that's what you have to do, and that's going to help you, because then you can be released. We say, released for joyful obedience. And it's simple. It's not a hard thing. You're acting like it's some big doody-doody-do. It's not. If your clothes are dirty, put them in the washing machine and wash them. Don't vetch about your clothes being dirty. This is very simple.
I don't even know.
Yes, you do, and we're telling you.
So, what I...
Time to get right. You had enough left. It's time to get right. Boo-hoo. You got left. Sorry for you. That doesn't have anything to do with this conversation. The conversation is to you get right. That's what this is about. It's time. You've been very patient. It's all good. Good. You got this. It's a piece of cake. No problem.
Gail came in. Oh my
it
God.
Will be.
I have no idea.
My God. That. You're going to let it go. You're going to let it go. Finally and completely.
I won't
let
it go.
You have to. That's all we're saying. Then you can visit. You can say, hey, you can make it feel like it's no big deal because apparently it's not a big deal. You're moving heaven and earth trying to avoid it for Pete's sake. Why don't you get a butcher knife and cut your nose off to spite your face? That'd make you feel better, we're sure.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So, it's time for a little tough love, Biggin. Get yourself right.
I don't know what to do.
We just told you. Call your mother. Talk to her. Say hello.
She's dementia. My sister says
so
she
are
can't
you.
Talk.
So are you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I will do that.
Talk to her and she'll have a moment. She'll have one moment of lucidity. And then you can maybe
okay,
say something that you wish you could have said all along. Something that you were hurt or that you didn't understand or you don't know what happened or all this kind of thing. You understand what dementia is. She's scared to death of dying. She doesn't want to die, but she doesn't want to live. Thanks to you, you can make that a very different experience.
Okay, I'll do it.
Good. Because there is a test, so good for you. And it's a simple thing. And if she's stone cold crazy, she's not going to know who you're talking about anyway, so who cares, right? You'll feel better, and that's what we're trying to do.
I'll talk to Mom.
Good. We adore you, you worthless piece of shit. And we're
yeah, I'm a worthless piece of shit.
And we are very gently, lovingly bringing you to the fold. Take your drops, and you'll be okay.
Okay, I'll call Mom.
Excellent, excellent. What else can we do for you now?
Well, I want to ask the question about the mirror.
Come on, we love that mirror.
When I first came in and I recognized the mirror, I said it was not me. But yet I saw the old man that said I had to be me.
But that's the one you're fighting with. That's the one you're fighting with. That's the one your mom left.
At the very beginning?
You do.
So, when you see the mirror, you have a reflection. And when you see the reflection, you say, it's not me. And you take the challenge that you accept that you're not me, and you work upon that life for the old man. What does that mean?
That's history. See, that's what's wrong. You apply time to a timeless reality. There is no time. You could go back to the day when your mom left you and start from right there, and she didn't leave you. And now all your world is completely different. You don't have to have all this yuck. And that's we're saying there is no time. There's the serendipitously parallel.
I don't understand.
Okay. Did you eat breakfast today?
Yes, I always eat breakfast.
Good. Are you going to eat at breakfast tomorrow?
Yes.
Did you know you could switch the breakfasts? The breakfast you're going to have tomorrow, you could have had this morning, and the one you had this morning, you could have had today?
I don't have to eat.
Yes, you do. You like
no,
to
I don't.
Eat. But you like to eat. We're saying that you don't have to worry about it. You can swap the days of what you eat, meaning you can have this morning's breakfast tomorrow. So if you're able to do that, you can go back to the time when your mother left you, and change that and have it a very different conversation. And your whole life, as you know it now, will be a different experience.
Ion, you are not supposed to care for me. Why do you talk to me?
We do. We care for you more than most. We've done more for you than any other being on this universe already.
I know, I keep believing. Every day I bleed. Why do I bleed every day?
Good. You need to. You're not using it. Give it to the goodwill. You're not using it. Two tears in a bucket, motherfucker. Get up off yourself.
Motherfucker, I don't care. I don't hurt. I just bleed.
Then kill yourself. Kill yourself. We don't care. Kill yourself. We don't care. It doesn't make any difference. You can be in the Valley of Dry Bones, but you're coming back, and you're going to complete the very thing that you've got to complete. whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, whether you want to or not, it's all right. Biggin, we got you. Do whatever you want to do. We got you. Doesn't bother us at all. We got this. Don't worry
about
it.
I'm not giving up, dude.
Good for you.
I'm not
good for you. Good for you. So now let's start living. That's the fun part.
I do live.
Well, then it should be, if you were released for joyful obedience, it would be much more joyful. It would be more pleasurable. And that's the fun thing.
I try to do the best I can for others.
Ooh, forget others. Start doing for you. There's your trouble. You're busy doing
that's
for everybody
my
else.
Trouble, but
quit
I care.
Doing all that. Quit caring. Care about yourself.
You
can't
tell Jenny that she can't care for somebody. What's she going to do?
Jenny loves herself so much. There's so much abundance flowing from her. She has abundance to share with other people. And most of what she does for other people, they're not worth her spit. But she still does it anyway because of her abundance, not because of something she feels obliged that she has to do. She does it because
she's a true creature.
She knows who she is in God. She knows what a path to
ascension
is.
But she does that to help people.
But not because she has to help people. She has so much extra, she just shares. When you get, then you can give. But until you get, you better not give or you'll give out. You've got to be so selfish that you take care of your damn self. And then when you do that, you'll have so much abundance. Many will be assisted. Let your light so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Otherwise, shut the fuck up.
Amen, brother.
Now, isn't that nice? That's so much better. We just adore you. Okay, so here's what we're going to do now. You did the first thing of what you're supposed to do. Now, ease off the gas. You don't have to slam on the brakes, but ease off the gas. You're going 100 miles an hour down the road. There's a speed bump ahead. You're going to hit the speed bump. It's going to tear your rear end out, and you really will bleed. We don't want you to bleed anymore. We want you to slow down. You don't have to slam on the brakes. Just ease off the gas. Because if you hit that oak tree, darling, that oak tree's not going to budge. It's going to stand the test of your time. So slow down. Don't make it such a big thing. Soften it up, and you'll be all right. We're going to help.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes?
Ion, you're always with me. Moxie says you're always with her.
Yes.
What a great family.
It is great.
It's the only family.
You should be lucky that you're fortunate enough to be connected with something that actually gives a damn about you.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate.
Well, that's good. So now get out the ass and start doing something with yourself.
Well, I try to do something with myself.
Okay, call your mom and you'll be
aye. All right.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Well, that was very good, Mark.
He finally
had a session. Mark's been with me for 2 or 3 years, and he finally had a one-on-one with Ion.
Well, how about a few more carbs? Well, it's not over yet. Morning, we'll see how he does, Bob. We're not through with
it.
The night of the iron sausage.
Oh, my God.
My dear wife Esther, may she rest in peace till we get there.
What about Ruth?
Ruth can get it.
Ruth.
Oh. Fuck.
No, that's Gail, Carol. I don't know. Who's
Ruth,
Mark?
Bob, your music was extremely powerful tonight. It just came through my speakers. So incredibly powerful.
Yeah, it's good. I discovered this new New York reggae white guys called the Frighteners. Pretty good music. The Frighteners.
Not as good as Fugue in D minor, but it was okay.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. Oh, my God. That was incredible. And then you said, do you like Fugue in D minor? Yeah.
You know, Mark, Carol, and I, and Roxy got to experience that organ in Paris a few weeks ago. We went there.
I so envy you. Oh, my God, that's the most incredible thing.
Carolyn thought about getting up on that big old organ and playing with that big organ.
She thought she could play that big organ,
yeah.
She even thought she could get up there. It was way up in the back of the cathedral, like 100 feet up. Huge organ.
Big organ.
When I was in college in Ashland, Oregon, I got to help to build a organ with the pipes and everything. Yeah, it was incredible.
How many ranks?
64.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was an acoustic space, and it was incredible. And I was just a teenager and stupid. But it was pretty incredible. But, Ion, people have asked about my drumming, and I'm going to give an answer for the drumming. Everybody carries a beat, and it's a heartbeat, and it resonates.
Not a beat. It's a rhythm. It's not a beat.
Yeah, it's a rhythm.
That's what Simon shared. Yeah, the beat goes on.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing, isn't it? So, like, reggae has a beat, and hip-hop has a beat.
Sonny's not dead, so it's okay.
No? So what is the...
And Chastity's not really a boy either, but I don't know about all that.
Ion, so what is the beat? What's the rhythm?
It's vibrational, a frequency. Frequency.
No, is it three-quarter time, 6/8 time?
There's 12/8 time. There's 4.
Yeah, 12/8 time. Yeah, Brazilian.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. Yeah, that's a beautiful beat.
That's not really time. It's frequency. Bob has some recordings on triangulation that'll explain the cosine and sine rhythm of 3 pi, 4 pi, of what A is to B, and A, B, C, equilateral triangle for a point of future in a timeline. There's no time. There's no time, then you certainly can give the exact dulcimer position of what time will be, of what A is to B. Yeah, there you go. How's that for a glib, cliched archetype, Bob?
So does the solar system have a song?
Psalm 92.
Oh, the psalm things. No, I'm talking about resonant frequencies.
We are too. We are too.
I don't understand why you're talking to me. I mean, I'm just Mark.
No, you're not. What are you talking about? You're not Mark.
Yeah, but you are...
Bob, who is this imposter? Get this person out of here. What is going on here? This is not Mark. What are you talking about? This is crazy talk.
So what?
What if you were that man in the mirror?
Yeah, what about the mirror?
We had to bring
you back
home.
The mirror is a reflection of not what you are. That was my point.
That's history.
Well, it's not history. It could be anything, but it's not what you are. When you look in the mirror...
It is history. When you look in the mirror, that's what you were, not what you are. The distance that it takes to bounce those light fragments back to your eye, the rods and cones in your eye, it's past. It's over. But you very rarely look at yourself in the mirror anyway.
I never look at myself in the mirror.
Rick, we know. We can tell.
Because it's irrelevant. It's what I can be. But I can't be because I'm history.
It's what you were. It's what you be. It's what you be.
So what am I?
God.
Yes. I have no idea what that means.
Good. If at first you don't succeed, just keep on sucking till you do succeed.
Ion, if you could sing a song to me, what would it be?
Sing a song of sixpence.
Sing a song of sixpence. because I strive to make money. Ion, there is love and then there's commitment.
Ooh. Ooh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ooh.
Thank you. Okay, Bob. Thank you.
Now pursue that love and commitment. He's disagreeing with you. Find out why.
Well, because love is an emotion.
No, it is not. It's a force field.
That's right. It's a force field.
You don't listen to anything. You've never heard anything.
Yeah, it's a force field. So a force field, it's a door. Love is a door. Either you have the frequency to come into the force field or you're rejected from the force field. Correct?
Say that when you're
okay, so it's a revolving door. So if you walk into a revolving door and it spins, you have the ability to accept a force field and somebody walks against that door and it kicks you out, then you have a force field.
No.
There's nothing to
play the song in your inbox, Bob. That'll explain it.
I guess I got to play this for you, Mark.
This will be the answer you'll like. It. Listen closely. Others will be helped by this too.
Sing a song of sixpence, a pocket full of rye. 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was open, began to sing. Wasn't that a dainty dish to set before the king? The king was in his counting house, counting all the money. The queen was in the parlor, eating bread and honey. The maid was in the garden, hanging out the clothes. When down came a blackbird who snapped off her nose.
Your question.
Yes, it does.
Sarah goes, just desserts. And Ian goes, Sarah has an argument, ongoing argument with you, Mark, right?
Yeah, Sarah and I argue all the time.
And she's saying, just desserts, whatever's happened to you with Ian and your private one-on-one you're having today.
And we said Sahara.
Well, you turned her Sarah into aha. Or did
well,
you
we turned it into
dessert.
We mean we were making Sarah and Sahara, as in dessert, deserts. Just
desert. Yes. Right, that's pretty fast. That just happened a minute ago, Mark. So, Mark, any more points to make? You've been chastised by the children's song.
That's not a chastising. That was a help song. That was a help me. And we got him straightened out. We got him straightened out.
I want to go back again to the blood.
Done. We got rid of the man in the mirror. We got him on the right path. We're going to bring him back to the fore.
Ion.
Get him back reconnected with his mother for a moment of lucidity. We've got him over
so
on
the
sciences and all the things that he's messed up.
The ascended blood is not magnetized, correct?
It has a magnetic conductivity. Yes, it does. we straightened out his finances and got that mess straightened out so he doesn't have to worry about his
filings,
money.
Filings from what?
We've got himself. We've got him, basically, Bob, pretty well straightened out. There's a little few rough edges that we're going to polish off later, but other than that, he's good.
All right.
So,
very good.
Ion. So
yeah.
We're polarized when we're ascended in our blood.
No, we're not. There's not polarized.
That's what I'm asking.
Well, there's not. The poles are moving. If they were polarized, you'd be swept up in a vacuum.
But wouldn't that take magnetism to do that?
Well, you are magnetized, but it's not magnetism. Just because you're not magnetite doesn't mean you don't have a magnitude.
So what's spinning the poles? Is it gravity?
No, you are.
Can we come to a null place where we don't spin?
Or twirl, yes. Or pitch.
Or twirl.
Or pitch, or yaw.
Okay, it's pitch and yaw. So we have a 0 point.
Motion?
14 degrees of motion. Of freedom.
Yeah, we have a 0 point. We have no pitch or yaw. We have a 0 point. What does it give us?
Psalm 92.
And what is Psalm 92? Is it a song? Is it a poetry?
It's one of the few Moses wrote.
Is that important if we don't pitch and yaw, that we have to know this? I mean, you speak it.
We do.
You do. Is that important to me?
Not today, but it will be soon.
Psalm 92. Okay, I'll read it. I'll call my mom.
Call your mom first. Eat some more carbs. Why not?
Okay, Mark. Very good. Thanks a lot for going on the carpet, getting grilled. That was very good.
Thanks,
many were helped.
It's the green egg, Bob. It's the green egg and got grilled.
Yeah, that magazine. I used to get that magazine, Green Egg.
Ion. It's a barbecue. It's a barbecue.
That was great.
Right.
I love it.
What was? The barbecue or the session?
Oh, the whole thing was toasty. It was great.
Oh, now the other Mark's back. Why don't you try interviewing Ion, too?
Boy, that's
good. Oh, no, Bob.
I didn't think. No. It was a white knuckle fight for us, too, Bob. We had to get him all the way back. It was pretty tough.
Well, nice to hear the lively, Mark. So the phrase was, blood has a magnetic conductivity, and the other one is 14 degrees of freedom. Not motion, right? 14 degrees of freedom is the phrase?
Two.
Yeah, okay.